Hi, my name is Nadia Tabara, and I'm in fifth grade at Cascadia. I'm going to read part of my story, If She Were Here. In my story, Ada and her friend Layla are trying to escape the planet Xylon to see their families back on Earth. Come on, Layla, I whisper yell through her door. You know you were supposed to be up by now. We made a plan last night. We have to go, I say slightly louder. Okay, okay, she says. I'm coming. Just let me finish brushing my hair. No, I counter a bit too loudly. City Patrol won't care if your hair is brushed or not. They'll care about the fact that we're sneaking out in the middle of the night. Fine, she says, walking out of the door. I have absolutely no idea how a cute little 9-year-old can be so sassy. We tiptoe down the stairs. I see my hover bike stashed behind a bush where I hid it last night. I jump on, which is hard because of the weight of my back. I power up my bike, but realize that Layla isn't on hers yet. I realize I don't see her bike anywhere. Layla, where is your bike? I ask impatiently. In the back where I put it. Duh, she replies rudely. Why in the entire galaxy would you do that? 'Cause there no one will steal it? I start to question why I'm even bothering to bring her along. I quickly make myself stop, because I know that despite how annoying she is, I would not leave without her. Just go get it. Be quick. The shuttle leaves in. I look down at my hollow watch. 10 minutes, I say in horror. It takes 7 minutes to hover bike to the air terminal, and it's gonna take at least 5 minutes to sneak past the guards. We aren't gonna make it. Just then, Layla comes around the corner on her hover bike. What are you waiting for? She yells. Let's go. We jump on our hover bikes and ride off. It's the middle of the night, and I took the light off my bike because I don't want anyone to see us, meaning it's super dark and hard to see where I'm going. We stop a few blocks away from the air terminal. We jump off our bikes and sneak towards the AT. I look down at my hollow watch. Only 3 minutes till the shuttle leaves. We still have a chance. And as annoying as she is, I can't let Layla down. I see a figure in the distance. I'm pretty sure it's just a guard, but I don't think Layla sees it. So I stick my hand out in front of her. What did you do that for? She yells a little too loudly. Shh, I say. Do you see that person? Yeah, I think it's a guard. So? So if we just keep running, they'll catch us. We get a little closer to the person. I hear talking. I assume it's on the holophone, because normally they only have one person on a shift at a time. I tell Layla. She replies, so let's just sneak behind them. I'm ready to criticize, but actually, it's a pretty good idea. We run until we are a few feet away from the guard. I recognize the faint, bluish glow and decide that it is a holophone. Layla trips on a stone. I watch as she falls to the ground. She makes a noise as she turns over onto her back. I wish I could have stopped her from falling. Just then, the guard turns around and I'm ready to give up. I see a rock a few feet away. I duck behind, and then I hear Layla moan. I have to help her. I pick her up and move her behind the rock, just as the guard turns to face it. The guard turns back around. He mutters something rude about how his medications are making him hear things. I feel my entire body relax again. Once he moves, I look down at Layla. Layla, what hurts? Everything. I roll my eyes. Fine, my ankle hurts the most. Can you walk? I don't know, but if I can't, go on without me. Don't wait for me. Get on the shuttle. Tell my family I love them. Please, Layla, it's just one scratch. Of course you can walk, I say, rolling my eyes again. Layla dramatically gets up. We sneak past the guards. They really should hire better guards for this place. We sneak into the door next to the guard, who is still talking on the holophone, and walk inside. We see Terminal 31. That's it. We run over. We see the door open to the shuttle we need to get on. We peek inside. I don't see a pilot on the ship. We run in.